I'm gonna learn about podcast hosting.
After visiting whatisthepodcastmatrix.com, you won't have to.
Being green is about more than saving on your electric bill or doing your part to protect natural resources. It is about getting a safe and healthier life for you and your family without sacrificing style, quality, or budget. This is a movement to provide all of us with clean air to breathe and water to drink, safe, healthy food to eat and places to live, and energy to run the places where we live, learn, play, and work. Your go-to information source for a healthier home and world, hosted by Marla Esser Close, your green home coach. This is the Green Gab Podcast.
Welcome to the Green Gab Podcast. This is Marla Esser Close, your green home coach, and I am so excited to be recording a whole new batch of episodes. And today in studio, I have somebody very near and dear to my heart, and we're in a new studio too, but this is Kathy Curran, and Kathy works with me, and the joy and the thrill of having somebody that works with me to come on and talk about all this is awesome. So good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Marla.
So not only are we doing our first podcast together, we're trying out a whole new podcast studio, a whole new process, and just a whole new way of life.
Exactly.
So today's topic, both of us are really excited about, and we are going to be talking about the joy of greener gift giving. I love your journey, Kathy, and I love how it brought us together. And joy has special meaning to both of us as we have been on our own personal joy journeys.
Yes.
Yay. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And we're in Oklahoma City today recording here. So part of what's really cool is I'm getting an opportunity now to explore Oklahoma City from a green and sustainability and more thoughtful way of living. And I love it. I'm finding so many sweet, sweet surprises here. And you were definitely one of those.
Aw, thank you. I'm Kathy Curran, and I have to say that it has been a journey of joy. And I love it that I'm 58 years old and still on a learning journey. And I love the things that I have learned about going green. And working with you has definitely been a huge part of that.
Aww.
And what I really love is that I get to go home and teach my daughter a little bit more about going a little bit greener, because she's the one who influenced our entire family to go green. We wanted to steward the world's resources well as a family, but I think we kind of put it way on the low end of our priority. It was like, well, that's a nice idea if I have time and it's extraordinarily convenient. We would kind of nod at it. We recycled our trash. Oh, we were doing good.
Yes. And I think a lot of people are there.
It's like, whoa, you know. When we drug out our, you know, recycle bin and made space in my kitchen to recycle things, I thought, whoa, you know, I'm doing my part. But it was really my daughter who, when she began to want to start her family and wanted to prepare her body to be pregnant, she began to want to clean out her body and to start eating clean.
Okay.
And we were kind of like, well, that's great, honey. What a good mommy you're going to be. And she started studying about GMOs and pesticides and watching documentaries on Netflix. And then she started passing off books to me. And some of the things I read were pretty scary, I got to tell you. But
yep.
I kind of just ignored it for a while.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Okay. Because, and then we were moving from California to Edmond, and in the middle of a move, you just survive, right? She also suffered from migraines, and she realized that when she was pregnant, she was not going to be able to take her medication for migraines. And so she began to research essential oils. And from essential oils, she got rid of all of her over-the-counter medications. She got rid of all the toxic cleaning supplies. I mean, really, we're kind of down to, we use Thieves Cleaner, vinegar, and baking soda. And that's pretty much what I use in our home.
Wow.
Every now and then, I like my bleach, which she raises her eyebrow over.
I'm a no bleach person.
I'm having a hard time.
I got an answer for you. Remind me to come back to the bleach story in a minute.
Okay. So I'm still learning, and I'm going to slip this in too. Working with you has taught me about incremental green. I love that word, incremental green. Like you eat a little bit at a time. because I think if somebody would have come and shamed me, I would have stopped everything.
Oh, I am so not a shame and blamer.
You're not a shamer, and I love that. And there's another word you use, green as you go.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I'm learning to green as I go. So she got rid of all the toxic cleaning supplies. Then it went into hair products and toothpaste and beauty products. And then when we have babies now, we have toddlers, she doesn't use any plastics.
I have not gotten there yet, and that's one of my goals.
Our sippy cups are
aluminum. Easy for you to say.
The silicone non-BPA.
Tops. Or BPA free.
So we wash all the tops. And again, when I saw those sippy cups, rolled my little eyeballs. But I rolled my eyes a lot at my daughter, I'm going to have to tell you.
Are you eating crow now?
Well, I'm pretty much eating crow. But because then she went into the no VOCs for her paint when she redid her house, rolled my little eyeballs. And then she put it to me this way, Mom, the kids are in your house. Are you going to feed them poison? And I was like, no. And then she was like, and Mom, did you want to be around in good health and lots of energy to see your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren grow up? And that, both my husband and I went, okay, we need to get on board. And I will say that we got on board for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Not really for us. We're like, okay, we're going to be, light green.
And that's okay.
With her.
That's okay.
But I would say we're medium green right now because, the worst thing that I kind of do right now is I have a diet Dr. Pepper.
You do some things I don't do. I mean, y'all have really dived in.
She revolutionized our house. I would say she's a dark green, and she wants to go greener. But she's with three littles, so that's kind of our journey into. And now, I will say that last Christmas she said, "Mom, please, not stuff." Now I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you that. She'll say not stuff, but my family still needs to open packages.
I know
my babies. But what it said to me is let's start changing the way we do it. And I feel like even this year is going to be even more different. Is that good?
Well, and we're talking. No, I don't know, but I get what you're saying. But I also think this generation, and our daughters are close in age, in their 20s, and this group, which they're kind of the tail end of the millennials, but stereotype, but this quote-unquote millennial generation, so 20s through what, mid-30s, late-30s, mm-hmm. One of the things I've read so much about is that they prize experiences. Mm-hmm. And they're also not attached to stuff that some of the previous generations have been. They're into the sharing economy. This is why Uber and Lyft and the bike sharing and the mm-hmm. scooter sharing and all of this has been so popular with this group is they're not near as attached to stuff.
No.
And they are in the home industry. They're more likely to rent than to own. And we're all kind of watching to see if that changes drastically as their kids move into school age, because a lot of times better schools are associated with suburbs. But you can still rent in the suburbs. You don't have to own.
Right. Well, I'm going to say, we are doing the most green thing we've ever done as
a
family.
Which is?
Yes. This is it. Now, this is like deep, dark green. This is like forest green.
Go for it.
My daughter and my son-in-law and my three grandchildren, we all live together in the same house.
Woo, doggy. Multi-generational living.
Multi-generational living. We are going all the way back to the, 1600s?
No, but this is such a hot topic of conversation right now. And while it's kind of related to gift giving and what we're going to talk about, because you know each other better when you live in the same home.
Oh, Lordy.
But this is very highly practiced in a lot of other cultures. And America truly is a melting pot of cultures and times and demographics. And so, it's kind of like what's old is new again, right? Kind of the retro
Very
thing
much,
is back
like
in.
Gardening, and things like
back
that.
Back to basics.
I realized how independent I am. And she's fine with it. Like, I felt like they were going to be like, it's my husband and I that love the end, that are struggling with giving up the independence. But I will say that the shared resources of our home, they want to travel. And so they're going to use our home for home base.
Nice.
Instead of sustaining two households, we're into one household, and that frees them up to travel because she homeschools and he works remotely. So it's a definitely different, our family's culture is changing.
Interesting. So one of the things that I heard in this, and I don't know if y'all listening heard this, but they've combined resources to be more efficient in how they've used them in this family, right?
That's right, because we don't keep food separate. And
our house.
Our heating and our air.
Right.
We've made decisions about are we going to keep the, because we have little ones to consider. So we consider how to conserve energy, like at night. So, that's a sit down, and we're wanting to kind of do this as we go. But yeah, we are combining resources, and you'll be surprised how much easier it is to all jump in the same car.
Oh, I totally can get that.
We would go to my daughter's house, and there would be, for a family of seven, there might be six cars at her house.
Ouch.
So even that, you know, eventually is going to lessen the impact.
Wow.
On the environment.
So I love, love, love this story. I never get tired of hearing of it. So we're going to actually take just a quick breather here. And when we come back, I want to talk about kind of our mutual joy story and how that's led us into this whole idea of the joy of giving and how this ties in with a greener way of thinking. And I say greener in the better way, not like the color and the, as Kermit, you know, what was it? Kermit the Frog said green is hard, or it's not easy being green.
It's not easy being green.
And I have a bag that says that, and I marked out the not, because it's really easy to be green.
It is.
And it's a good thing. So anyway, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Y'all hang on.
Check out the book, Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices for a Better Home, to make simple changes to buying habits that affect a home both inside and out. Marla Esser-Close shows consumers ways to make any home a green home. Get the book now at livinggreenbook.com. That's livinggreenbook.com.
You can try and learn about voiceover all by yourself, or you can get you and your voice to school. Check out Voice Farmers Voiceover Academy today and learn how you can make money with your voice. It's all available over at voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
Back Gavin today, Kathy Kern, Green Home Coach. Oh, that sounds so weird to say. Two of us in the same room in Green Home Coach. That's kind of scary. In a good way, though. Kind of fun. I was talking before our break about our joy story. When I moved to Oklahoma City, I was making this big transition with my business, as you know, and I really just kind of needed some help. So I reached out to someone I'd gotten to know here, who her name is Joan. Hi, Joan. I said, hey, I'm looking for somebody. And she said, I think I've got somebody. And she literally called you while we were sitting there. You and I got on the phone, and I guess we met for coffee. That was our first time at our All About Cha. We talked for 2.5 hours. But Kathy, you came in smelling so delightful. And I was just starting to get into essential oils. And I said, so what are you wearing? You smell so wonderful. And you said,
joy.
And I went, joy. And sorry to break out in song for y'all. I'm like, what is this? And it's an essential oil blend that she wears called Joy. Well, I have a dear friend in St. Louis, Pat. Hi, Pat. Who is joy embodied. And then I found you, and you are joy embodied here. And I literally went to the bank one day, and I walked up to the teller, and she smelled exactly like you. And I looked at her, and I said, oh, you wear joy. And she looked at me with this huge shock on her face. She's like, how do you know that? I said, because I love joy. So there you go. Joy shows up in all kinds of ways. And joy to the world. We're recording this actually on Halloween, and Christmas trees are already up. Holiday happenings are already happening and being prepared for. So this is a perfect time to talk about gifts. And we talked about how so many of us, and I love this whole idea of experiences anyway, because
right.
I'm that way. And I think a lot of baby boomers and up are in that because they've got enough stuff.
Right.
We just want to really get the most out of life. So I think that's just a great place to start when you're thinking of greener gift giving. It's just rethink your stuff.
And that's perfect.
You know, it doesn't take stuff for the most part to have an impact. So what are some of the kind of experiences that might come up that you can think about?
I think one of the best experiences that we gave our kids last year was we gave them an annual membership to the national parks.
Oh, I love memberships.
And they have enjoyed that. And they, of course, the kids get the little books and they get their
stamps. Oh, they stamp?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
And we just went to Rocky Mountain National Park in June. And I actually got to see my, I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. The 7 and the 4-year-old were over the moon excited when that park ranger, you know, talked to them. She actually tested them. And then they had to repeat back what they learned, and then she stamped their book.
Nice.
And they walked taller. And do you think our next family hike, they were looking at things different? Yes, they were. So I actually got to give a gift that I got to experience, watch the fruition of that gift. And I think we're going to make it a tradition every year. We're just going to renew their passes every year. And they have a goal to see every national park in the United States. So that's my number one. Go to.
I've been doing, my sisters and I go in on theater tickets for my dad and my stepmom.
That's my
to their
language.
Favorite local theater. We've been doing it for years. Matter of fact, dad will say, hey, are we doing that again this year?
Nice.
So that's a really fun one. The other thing I found, I have a Keep It Local card here in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
And the Keep It Local card has just been a great way for me to find local people to experience their shops or their experiences, and there's everything from services to restaurants to goods from local shops and boutiques. So wherever you are, there's probably a similar program in your city if you're in a fairly urban area. I experiences in local are two things that are just so high on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Local is so important because our communities really matter.
Right.
And you know, you and I are sitting in this. We're in a new co-working space in downtown Edmond, which is a suburb of Oklahoma City.
Old Town Edmond. It's so beautiful.
And it's so coming back.
I love it here.
Yes. And so we just decided to join this co-working space last week.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what attracted us here is it has a podcast studio in it. And I'm loving this. So we'll put some pictures up too so y'all can see us in our own little studio here. But what's cool is that there's – in our space, there's Urban Agrarian, which is a local and sustainable food purveyor.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go in and get a few groceries or grab a bowl of soup. We've got local shops and boutiques all up and
with
down.
Consignment stores,
yeah, there's,
which is another way to
yes.
give
Oh,
green.
Secondhand is awesome.
Yes.
Love that idea.
Love it. Something we did for my daughter's birthday is, I do have a son. I want to mention my son. He's a musician.
We both do.
About a minimalist.
We each have a daughter and a son.
Yes.
We're all around the same age.
My son lives in Minnesota right now, so
a little further.
To be shipping him. Well, actually, I don't have to ship him anything, do I?
Not if you do experience.
An experience or something like that. So that is a sustainable choice.
Yeah, do it online.
Right, but what we did, and maybe I'll do it for him, but and his new wife, is we gave a gift certificate to Airbnb. And then they
that's a great idea.
Where they want to go. It's not in a hotel, so it's local, and it's, you know, giving back to the local economy there.
Yeah.
Because you do now have to pay taxes on Airbnb, by the way, because we've done Airbnb.
So we're supporting both sides of the economy.
Mm-hmm, both sides of the economy. So she loved having that and getting to choose where they went. And as a young mom and dad, a getaway is
awesome.
And of course, Nanny and Poppy do the
get
babysit.
To babysit.
So, yeah, which is a gift to us.
I'd say that's a twofer right there.
<It's a twofer. laughs>
So I love this idea. Experiences, memberships, subscriptions. A lot of them are available online. I know in a pinch, I've done Amazon online cards because then somebody can go find what they want.
Kindle books.
Kindles are great, yeah.
I love my Kindle.
Or Audibles or all kinds of online experiences. And I will say the internet has made gift giving of experiences and memberships, things of that nature, so much easier.
Right.
A lot of people are like, well, that's not personal enough. And I'm like, well, then write a really personal card and explain why you wanted to gift this particular experience or the experiences that this company offers and the choices or, like you were saying, you know, how special it is to have a night away in their local community or a community they choose. So I think what's kind of cool about all this idea of greener is that it really has a huge people side that we sometimes forget to really to talk about. And green is not about just the world. It's not about eco-friendly or environmental all by itself, because all of these things play in to the human experience.
That's right.
And I know one of the things you and I talk about so much is that whole human side of this and how important it is for us to know we're helping others by taking better care of our own health and the health of our community and the health and well-being of this bigger world that we're all a part of. Right. So, you know, little bitty tiny impacts add up.
And something that we're doing this year too, you don't think of as green, but we wanted to do something deeper than a sweater, let's say.
Okay.
And we are making a book of family recipes.
Oh.
For the new bride in our family, my son's new wife. We're making a
fun.
And that goes back to my grandmother, David's mom and stepmom and aunts and uncles. And then Caitlin is the cook in our family.
And Caitlin's your daughter.
And Caitlin's my daughter. And so Whitney, my daughter in love, wants her recipes. And so we decided that's what we're going to give Whitney is our family cookbook recipes. And so
Ooh,
that's kind of our.
You may have to share some of Caitlin's recipes with me.
Those.
I got it. No,
but,
I got it.
Yeah. And other things is family stories. We want to start recording my mom.
Oh, there's an app online.
There is?
Yes. I will have to research it. Or if I don't get it in the resources, listeners, and you know what I'm talking about, there's an app where you can contribute your family stories and also can go up in a national database where it is preserved. And I'll do my research and figure out what that is.
How about I'll do the research for you? Since
oh, that's
I'm
even
your
better.
Assistant.
She's not my assistant, folks.
I have to
she
remind
is.
Her that.
She is my yen to my yang. Okay, so we will get that up on the resources for y'all because I love this app and I cannot recall the name of it off the top of my head. Hey, I want to still talk about some choices if people do want to give physical stuff for green, greener gifts and how you might look at that. But let's take a quick breather and we'll segue back into that in just a sec.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can with perpetual advertising. Here's how it works. Unlike TV or radio ads, where every instance the ads are broadcast, they're only played once and lost forever. Perpetual advertising can have repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, and even years after they're inserted in a podcast. So even if a podcast is a few years old, your ads will still be impactful to repeat listeners, as well as new listeners. This gives your advertising dollar the most bang for the buck. Find out more about perpetual advertising at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
The Presidential Bio Podcast, the best presidential life snapshots ever. No matter which way you lean in politics, the fact is we have had and will continue to have American presidents. Learn more about them all, past, present, and future, with your host, Phil Tracy, as he takes you on a detailed and educational tour of each. Find out more about their early years, young adulthoods, political and professional careers, and the legacies of the men who have been elected president. Discover it all now with the Presidential Bio Podcast. That's presidentialbiopodcast.com.
Gavin, about the joy of giving. Woohoo. Okay, so we did want to let you know that we looked up the site for the story sharing app I was thinking about. And the one I was thinking about was StoryCorps. So we'll list the link for that. But we also found another one that I hadn't heard of called StoryWorth. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll list both of those. And if those are of interest or if you have experience with them, will you let us know? Leave a comment in the comment section. Which, by the way, if you'll also leave us a review and subscribe, that's how we really help to get this podcast out to more people. And we just really want to help everybody to know there's so much great information out there, and we hope we're contributing just a little bit to that information. So wherever you listen to your podcast, you know, leave a comment, subscribe, and appreciate you for supporting this and what we're bringing to the table. Pardon the brief commercial there. We wanted to talk next about if you really do want to give a physical gift, which sometimes you do, right?
My family needs to open a few gifts at Christmas. We just do.
Yeah. Well, I even wrap up gift certificates and like so people have things to open.
Right.
And
you just do want something to,
yeah,
you know, sit
that's
around and
part
open.
Of what makes, you know, a holiday or a celebration really fun. And of course, all of these can apply for birthdays, anniversaries,
yes,
any kind of celebration. Doesn't have to just be Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever other type of holiday you're celebrating,
right,
in your faith or your family or your community. But with December coming upon us, and that being a big time of gift giving, we just thought this might be a good time. So,
I just thought about giving my daughter in love and my son.
I love that daughter in love.
Because she's not an outlaw. She's
not.
I love her. Ellie,
you hear that, Mike? You're going to become my son in love.
I have a son in love too, and I love him. But LED Christmas lights.
Oh, those are awesome. I have those on my house.
They don't have Christmas decorations.
Oh.
And so maybe at Thanksgiving we'll. You know,
go find some. By the way, folks, if you do want LED holiday lights, shop early. They tend to go quickly. And there's also some great options online.
And they're brighter than they used to be.
You know what? We need to put some of those on Everyday Green Home.
Yes, we do.
Note to self. Okay, so we'll get some up on Everyday Green Home. So by the time this publishes, you guys can link there as well. Because Everyday Green Home is your shopping source for greener choices. So good idea, Kathy. Thanks.
It's easy to shop on. It's very
– Thanks.
It's just easy. Yeah.
Hey, we had a great designer working with us, didn't we? Obviously, buying anything local is a great place to start. Or handmade. Uh-huh. I love the local artisans that we have in the art district here.
Yes.
And I find, like, we love pottery. So I love finding a piece of handmade pottery that's
one
hopefully
of a kind.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. And a lot of times I find that artisans are more particular about their what goes into their pieces and their creations. So they tend to be, I feel, more free of some of the stuff that gets in the commercial side.
Right.
We talked about things that could be made from recyclable materials.
Right. Repurposing items.
Yes.
In your home. And then the biggest repurpose you can do, and there's no shame in it, is regifting.
You're a woman after my own heart.
Everybody's embarrassed to
regift. I have a regifting bag.
But I have a regifting, you know, it just might not be, what is that saying? One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Absolutely. Perfect for those white elephant parties or dirty Santa parties.
So perfect.
Yeah.
So perfect. I love those. But yeah, regifting and repurposing, shopping local, consignment shops, thrift stores.
Gardening supplies was another one that we had talked about. So if someone's into gardening, finding supplies or heirloom seeds. Or
subscription. Here's a subscription, but it fits with gardening. There's subscriptions into seed banks.
Oh,
that you could
give that's
someone.
A cool idea.
So then heirloom seeds are seeds that fruits and vegetables that produce seeds.
And we actually had a podcast on some time ago. We'll link to it with a company named Seed Geeks out of Missouri, my old home in St. Louis, or my former home. And they do a really cool job with heirloom seeds. My understanding is you're better off staying regional with heirloom seeds in particular.
Yeah.
But for people that are in mid-America, the Midwest area, Seed Geeks could be a great resource for you. Or look for one in your own. A lot of times, anybody that does native plants will also know of heirloom seed providers through
or
your area.
Giving native plants.
Oh, there you
at
go.
Christmas would be great.
Right.
Because not everything grows in the winter in Oklahoma.
True. Or a lot of places.
You could think about a seed and something would grow, but not so much in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I hear you there. We also had talked, you know, if somebody has a hobby and finding something that would support their hobby,
right.
Especially if it was something local again. I'm really high on the local stuff.
Right. Are we ready to transition into if you have to give stuff? What's
Absolutely.
Some good stuff to give?
Absolutely.
My daughter, of course, was the first one to start bringing into focus about where articles that we were purchasing were made.
Ooh, fair trade.
Fair trade. And she's having children. She's especially tenderhearted towards child labor. And so she did a lot of research. And there are wonderful sites now that where you can find Eco Fashionista.
Yep, I saw that one.
There's actually a list of 35 fair trade and ethical clothing brands. Now, she did not bring that to me. That was in our research through Green Home Coach. But she really researches where she gets things. And I noticed that things that I give her that do not fit in with her values end up in the garage sale.
Or the regifting bag.
I don't think she even will. I'm telling you, that girl, she lives her values in the green area. She really does. And I wouldn't say that she even calls herself green. It's just her way of life now. Being aware of fair trade, sustainable companies, the shipping costs, fair labor laws, and then child labor, you know.
This is not by any means a prerequisite, but it'll help you find companies that put their values out and their B certified corporate or certified B corporations. I need to look up the exact wording, but it's basically a business that has said they are out there for the greater good. And that's another thing to look for. And like EcoBags, when they were on our puck on the Green Gap, they are a certified B Corp. Thank you. My words are escaping me today, but for instance, they are. And it's just a way of putting out there that your values are really important in how you operate your business. So that might be another marker for folks to look at, is looking for a certified B Corp, looking for fair trade companies or companies that help you to pursue another value that's really near and dear to your heart. But here's the other thing I love about all this. This makes it really personal. And rather than just buying a gift to buy a gift, and I know sometimes it's a little challenging to put that much thought into it.
It takes a little more time.
And I don't buy as many gifts as I used to since our kids are grown and we do number drawings for the bigger family. And that really helps, but that gives me more time to really think about it and to do something personal. And I love that aspect of more is less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is something that I will say that I have been learning. And I'm really coming along the holidays, I've been asking myself, do I really need more stuff?
I don't
need more stuff. I don't want more stuff to dust. And I think one of the biggest gifts I can give my kids is not leaving them a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, simplify as I get older, simplify, downsize, follow their lead. If they don't want their stuff right now, they're not going to want my stuff. So I think I'm going to purpose in my heart to give them the gift of less stuff.
If there is something that's really important to them, then you know that that needs to be passed along.
Right.
And I know we've done that with my mom, is there's some things she's earmarked for each of us so that we each have a special piece of our family history. And those can be great gifts, by the way. Right. If you're ready to part with those, then go ahead and give them so people can enjoy them.
Stories behind
them. Absolutely.
Gifts. Not just, here's a china set. They're not going to want a china set.
I know.
But if you sit down and you give them one teacup from the china set along with the story, then I'm noticing that's kind of what my
the book, showcase piece.
She'll keep one china cup with a story behind with her great grandmother. She'll do that.
Nice.
I have one more thing.
Okay, we got time for one more thing.
It's eco-friendly gift wrapping.
Oh, such a great idea.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
I just got to throw this in, and I'm really bragging on my daughter because she's who's taught me as well as working for Green Home Coach, but I live this. So seeing her wrap things in fabrics is a big thing. She'll try to find something that correlates with the gift. Like if you're going to give gardening things, put it in a clay pot.
Oh, cute.
Old maps, I will say. She loves.
And you can find those at flea markets and stuff
big
for
atlases.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh,
big,
yeah.
Huge old maps for nothing. Of course, brown paper. Recycled brown paper.
And I save my gift wrap in bags and reuse.
Yeah, we do too. And so that's green, but also turning. Remember how we used to cover our books with a brown paper bag?
Yes.
You can do that with gifts. You just turn them inside out. Reusable fabric gift bags.
Yep.
You can make them. You can buy them.
And you can get them on EcoBags.
I was going to say, what a great gift is the EcoBag with something kind of fun in it too.
You know we're getting them printed for Everyday Green.
So excited.
Everyday Green Home.
That's awesome.
So, if y'all want one, you're going to have to message me and we'll figure out how to get one to you.
And then everybody probably needs a little bit of Christmas paper, and they do make recycled gift wrap.
And you want to buy the kind that can be recycled. Because a lot of times if it's got the foil on it or the shiny stuff, some of them can. So look for a label that says it can be recycled if you are going to buy gift wrap. And I love using raffia and twine and cloth ribbons, but I also save my bows for the really pretty ones.
Big mason jars.
Cute.
You can use mason jars forever. Sorry, I'm just having all these things go bing, 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 bing. I'm looking at
y'all know where I'm going to be getting my gift ideas this year and my gift wrap.
Looking around, what do we use? So
okay, so we want to hear from you guys out there and gals, and we want to hear your ideas, your favorite gift for giving. That's an experience or a greener gift. And how you dress it up for the big presentation. And we just hope you have an amazing greener holiday and that you found one tip, maybe two, that you can take and put into your life. And
metal straws would be great gifts. Great stocking stuffers.
Actually, I need to order some for Scott, so we'll have to do that today.
Metal straws.
We'll put that on too.
LED light bulbs.
Okay, she's
going to
keep
going. I'm just gone.
Okay, folks, I hate to tell you this, but it is time to wrap it up on the Green Gab, and we have had a ball today. Kathy, I think you're coming back, dear. I told her that. She said, we'll see. And I said, we'll see for sure. So thank you all for welcoming Kathy to the Green Gab, and we just hope you have an amazing green day, and we look forward to your feedback. Signing out. Have an awesome day.
That wraps this episode of the Green Gab podcast. Ready to use what you've learned? Get the show notes with all the resources mentioned in this episode, plus 9 simple, straightforward, low to no cost ways to improve the health of your home and world today at everydaygreenhome.com. Be sure to subscribe now on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, being green is easier and more affordable than you think.